Hi everyone, welcome back once again to another brand new podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about perception, the power of perception, that how it can change you if you perceive in a right way, and you can have the definition of the perception which you want to create. Because whatever ideas, whatever perception you want to create for anything, it should be well defined, and that perception has to be having some kind of background reality. In that way, only you can able to create a good perception, and you can be able to make that into reality. This is what most of the people face when it's come to perception. We create perception for anything, but there is no ground reality, and where the people fail, where the people feel lost. And that's what we're going to talk about in this podcast. So perception is one of the most incredible tool we human have within ourselves. And that is what makes us different from animals. Like if you think and look at the animals, like they don't have the capability of thinking. They just live in the moment. They don't think what happened in the past, what will happen in the future. If you walk on the street, you will find an animal, like all the animals sit on the middle of the road because they don't have an idea that where they are. They don't have any perception, nothing. But we, as a human, this quality of perception, predicting what is going to be happen, thinking of past, will make us unique in this entire earth. So that's why I most of the time tell you that you have to perceive in a right way if you want to make the impact on your life. Whatever is your perception, you should always try to find some ground reality. Ground reality is one of the most important things, because that's the thing will give you the core competency and boost your perception to make it in reality. So this is what you have to focus whenever you try to create any perception. Just for example, to make you understand this in a more even better way, let's imagine that I want to be one of the best marketer in the field of like digital marketing. So what I will do, so what is my perception should be? I have my goal, that I have my perception that this is what I want to be, but what is the ground reality? I have to try to connect with my perception and the ground reality where I am right now. So for being a best digital marketer, for being in the best in marketing, I have to know the marketing stuff, like digital marketing, like everything, funnels, like how these systems work, how to get clients, what are the problems businesses face. I have to have the mastery in all those fields. Then, like if I solve the problem of these businesses, then through my marketing strategy, then I'm able to achieve the goal which I have for me. So then I would able to achieve that level which I have perceived. So I always try to build the ground reality, and ground reality is more important for anything. And that's what we face. Like most of the time we struggle because we perceive something else, but when it's come to the reality, we don't have nothing exist on that in that position. So create perception, but it should be always backed by some ground reality. Then what will happen? You can able to execute in a better way. And sometime it will happen that you will feel less, you will feel demotivated, you will find that nothing's happening, like everything's stuck at the same position. But the ground reality will help you to support those perceptions which you have created in your, like created before when you were started. Like at that point of time, you were very energetic to start and do all the possible thing. But down the line, gradually, as you are doing, not getting results, you're getting backbite. You're getting demotivated. You're not getting like enough energy to do it on a regular basis. So it's just know where you are. And according to that, you have to create your perceptions, like the backup plan. You should have backup plan, or you don't have backup plan. It's all up to you. But I generally suggest people, they should never have backup plan. Like if you have decided, if you perceive that this is what I want to do, you know the way that this is how I have to go at the top. If I want to get this, this is how I have to go. This is the path which I have to follow. So just follow that. You will learn a lot of things on the way. Like if you started something else, if you gradually do that, you will find that you are doing something else, but that is related to the same field. So you should never have that, I will do this for 2 to 3 years. If it happens good, then I will continue with that. Otherwise, I have this backup plan. No, it's nothing more like that. You have to focus one thing at a time, and that way you would able to make it happen. Otherwise, you will be on the way all the time. You will not get anywhere. So this is how you have to plan your backup, like perception. It should be always based on reality. The ground reality should be there, what you try to connect, because that perception is your belief, your willpower of doing something incredible, your willpower of achieving something amazing. So that perception has to be there, because if it should not be there, then you can never achieve anything magnificent in your life. Like you need to do something big, then first you have to create that in your head. Someone's told me that before, if you want to get anything in your life, first you have to create in your head. If you have your visualized picture in your head, then you're going to make it happen. If you can't see in your head that this is how it's going to look, this is how it's going to be, then achieving is the latter part. Like, you can never go close to that also. So first try to create the clear image in your head that this is what I want to perceive, this is what I want to get, and according to that you can go with your plans. You can have to try different things. You should never follow, like, if you think that this is the cheat code which you will get and you will follow and you will succeed, nothing like that. Like, that cheat code worked for someone else, but when you're going to use the same one, you will find nothing is working. You have to do something else. Like, you have to try different things to get the thing done, to get that perception which you have created. So keep involved different things, but it has to be connected on the ground. Like, it should be has some based on the ground reality. So this is what I want to tell you in this podcast. Always back up your perception with ground reality, and that will help you not only to create a well, like, get your perception also, but it will help you to grow in that also. So hope you will like this and like this podcast. If you really want to know anything else, just write down in the comment section. And do let me know. I would love to talk with you and just have a conversation on this platform. So see you then. Bye-bye.